KC4PLT, is the free chickens down on the net?
KI4DOS calling Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. And this repeater is owned and operated. Well, wait a minute, where are we at? I done messed up, folks. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Apologize for me messing up. That's what you get for trying to do it from memory instead of reading your preamble there. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I've got a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and check on our EchoLink stations. I'd like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's in Honeypath. And KC4WGG. That's Mr. Patrick in Rome, Georgia. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Indiana tonight. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, and she brings along her husband Don. KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, they're both down there in Piedmont. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up here in Hendersonville. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael, he's down in Central. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark, he's over in Greer. And KO4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over here in Easley tonight. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over, we got a few EchoLink stations up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet, and along with me tonight is Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Quebec Delta. Sharon, we're in Gaffney tonight, and we'll be negative and negative, but I'll stick around for the RagChew. I'm sorry, not RagChew, SwapNet.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4ZWA, Mr. Fleet. Fleet, I missed that other call sign and name. Give me that other, that one that's with you tonight.
Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Quebec Delta, Sharon.
I haven't heard Sharon in ages. KJ4UQD. Sharon, I hope you are doing well there, young lady. And Fleet, I hope you are doing well there, young man. Appreciate y'all checking in with me tonight, and I hope y'all are doing well. Got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Demeter Net. Call KI4DOS. Earl must not want to check in with us, or he don't have any audio capabilities. Earl, if you don't have any audio capabilities over there, shoot me a text message. I'll get you in the log that way. Love to get you in the log tonight there, young man. In the meantime, we'll go over into the RF check-in, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Then Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both in negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kill Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be in negative and negative.
Ford, DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Spencerville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to the happiest lady on the air tonight so far, and that's Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And then Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, let's give that EchoLink station another try. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge. Move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra, Mike Victor, KK4SMV, Dale in Ellenborough. And no comments tonight, but we'll have something to list come time for the Traders Net, Gary. Appreciate you being in here calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Joy we said hello.
Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Blue dropping. Negative, negative.
DOS.
Evening, Gary. Please check in with the 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray. W4SBX. This is Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Short time.
Okay, on 4 DOS. At the right time, Gary. Good evening to you and Joy. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Throw out, hello, Chris.
Hey, Tom. KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Wayman Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, and Liberty, be negative, negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. I'll be back to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. Hope to see you Saturday. And we'll discuss that in just a minute. I'd also like to say good evening to KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad. He's in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you're doing well. And M0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's Mother Brother by a Different Mother. That's Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Sounds like you're got my problem. You're a little stopped up by allergies or something. But I hope you're doing well there, young man. Let's see here. I got another Echo Link station up. Let's try Echo Link stations again for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. Negative and negative, and do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations in the Quebec True Tango Group, Q through T, call KI4DOS. Up to the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative, negative.
DOS. Good evening, Mr. Gary. Please check in. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. Howard and Piedmont, KA3WPP. I'll be in and out tonight. Great to hear you. Thanks for calling the net. 7-3 all.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, Clint and Honeopath, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us, Howard. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, that's Mr. Clint, he's down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Bert DOS, this is KO4YKA, Yankee Kilo Alpha.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KF4YKA. Can I get your name and location?
My name is John. I'm down here in Simpsonville. I'm new to this net. I just started listening last night, signed in, and sounds like you've got a good group of people here. Again, it's John in Simpsonville.
All righty, is that Don as in David or John as in Juliet? Over.
Juliet, J-O-H-N.
All righty, John, my apologies. I was telling Chris a while ago his allergies are messing up and my ears are stopped up a little bit this evening. Been out cutting a little grass and doing a little weed eating and that sort of stuff. Shouldn't have done it before the net, but I did. But it's all right. But welcome to the net. Come back as often as every night if you can make it. Net starts at 9 p.m. You probably know that already. But happy to have you in the area. I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on the net tonight. Alrighty, let's see here. Let's move up to the front of the alphabet in the A through D group, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, KA-2AX2. Back to net control.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and please tell Miss Joy we said hello.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA2AXQ. That's Mr. Ken over here in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Tell Miss Barbara we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KR4ACR, that's Mr. Terry. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Gary and all in the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO-4HX. Patrick, I'm mobile up here in Penrose. Gary, good to hear you. I have no traffic. Please tell Joy Ellis and I said hello.
DOS. Okay, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, and I'll see you Saturday. Thanks.
KI-4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey. This is Chuck over in Campbell on HD, and I'm about to back over to you. Negative comment. Stand by.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's mobile up there in Penrose tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. And y'all be careful out there on the mobile if she's with you. If not, you be careful out there on the mobile by yourself. Be careful out there any way you look at it, Patrick. I appreciate you being with us. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Looking forward to seeing your smiley face on Saturday. Hope we have a great turnout up there, and looking forward to seeing you there, Harry. And then we got KR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Control, please check in KA-4HOY. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee, Levi, and Liberty, negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville, no traffic, no comment.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA4HOY. That's Mr. Levi. Levi, I missed where you are located there, young man. If you don't mind repeating that, tell me where you are.
I'm in Liberty, South Carolina.
Hey there, Levi, down in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And then we got K4GAT. That's Mr. Mike. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you are doing well. Move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Yes. Good evening, Gary. This is Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. It's Andy operating Portable 4 up on Mount Pisgah. Hello to you this evening and hello to all my old friends in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Andy on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Copy 54, India Oscar Echo, live in West Carolina. Thank you. It's all on the list. No traffic, no problem.
Or DOS. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative. Negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. WA4JJZ, that's Mr. Andy up there, Portable 4 at Mount Pisgah this evening. Andy's normally down there in the flatlands of Aiken. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Hope you are doing well. And Andy, being nosy, are you going to be able to make it up to the Waynesville Ham Fest, or the Ham Fest up there in Waynesville Saturday?
Yes, I will be there and be glad to shake your hand.
All righty, young man. Look forward to meeting you up there and seeing you. Missed you last year. I think it was last year. I don't know if I missed you or not. I can't remember. But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing your smiley face this coming Saturday. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. You are doing well. And KE6KEN. That's Mr. Ken. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you and her are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Donna that we said hello. Larry, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being here. And again, tell Miss Donna we said hello. And then we got KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. It up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. And out, this is Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack down here in Rock Hill. Y'all have a great one, man. Be listening up.
KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well. got another Echolink station up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For AD Larry and KG4AHS Rhonda, both of Easley. No traffic, no rag chew tonight. Gary, hope you're doing well. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall in Asheville and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, Gary. Everyone have a good evening. KC4SKD.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers in 9TEC. That's Mr. Randall. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie. Randall's up there in Asheville, and Charlie's in Goose Creek. Appreciate all of y'all being with us tonight. Larry, tell Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we all said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Thanks for being with us tonight. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Big old pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman with some items, or an item for the swap net. We'll grab that one first, and then we'll go from there. KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Dale, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
Thank you very much, Gary. This is KK4SMV. This stuff is from a silent key that a friend of mine, he actually lived down at Pelzer, and I'm trying to help his widow out. His call was KO4JQX, Jeff Parker. And I'm just going to list a little bit of it tonight, try to move it, and then we'll move on to some more stuff a little later on. But first off, I've got a Yaesu SP-100 speaker. This stuff is like new, $125. Next up, I've got a Palstar model 2000A. It's a watt meter, does 1.8 through 60 megahertz. It's got power cable with it with power pole connectors on it. Very nice. Looks real good. Works well. $200. Next item is a Palstar model DL2K. 0 to 30 megahertz dummy load with RF meter, rated for 2,500 watts, $250. Got an Alpha Delta, Delta Plus 4AA for $85. Got a Yaesu, this is the big ticket item, FTDX 101 MP. It's got the FPS-101 external power supply speaker, the Yaesu M1 graphics equalizer mic with it. So this is going to be an expensive item. And I'd like to try to get $3,900 on this. He bought this radio just about a month before his cancer came back and he lost his voice. On RS-70M power supply, I would like to get $325 for it. That's all I'm going to list tonight, Gary, if that's okay with you. I sure appreciate all the assistance from Ham Community. Thank you for hosting this swap net.
Hey, Dale, we're going to have to back up just a little bit. You went faster than my pencil could write. let's see what we got. So, well, I've got part of it. The first item was a Yaesu SP Sierra Papa. I missed the model number on that. It's a speaker, and you would like $125 for it. What's that model number on that speaker?
It's a SP-100. It's the speaker that matches that 991A. The radio's already sold, but the guy didn't want the speaker with it, but I've got the speaker. There's no scratches on it. It's a like new speaker.
All righty, we got that one. The next item was a Palstar 2000A watt meter. It's got power pole things on it, so you can light it up for $200. Correct so far?
100% correct.
The next item was a Palstar DL. I missed the model number, but that's a dummy load. That'll handle up to about 2,500 watts. You would like $250 for it. Give me the model on that dummy load.
It's a DL2K. It good up to 30 megahertz, and it does have the built-in RF meter on it.
And the next item was an Alpha Delta, and I missed the rest of it, but I got the price. It's $85. What was that Alpha Delta?
It's a Delta 4 Plus AA.
A Delta 4 Plus AA. I got that one. The next one was a Yaesu FTDX 101. With that comes a M1 equalizer mic. And then there was another item I missed completely. What was it?
It is the FPS-101 external power supply speaker. So this is a complete big ball of wax if you're a contester looking for the Super Yaesu rig. It's a 200-watt radio. That'd be your kit right there.
I got the MPS-100 speaker power supply, and you want $3,900 for all of that. Is that correct?
It is correct. And he bought it about a month before he lost his voice.
I hate that for him. And the last item you listed was an Astron RS-70M power supply for $325, correct?
That is correct. And all this stuff can be picked up here at my house, can be seen here. And I'm located in Ellenborough, North Carolina. And I can be contacted at 828-289-5591.
I got your phone number is 828-9-5591, correct?
Absolutely, Gary. Thank you very much. Appreciate your cooperation, and I'll have more to list next week. I certainly appreciate all the assistance.
Not a problem, Mayor Dale. I guess you're going up to Waynesville this weekend?
Yes, sir. I've been getting stuff ready. Table set up there. We've got a club member that sustained a lot of damage from Helene on his house, and his insurance company denied him because they said his house wasn't up to 2018 building codes. Well, the house was built in 2002. And once the insurance company denied him, FEMA denied him. So we're going to be trying to sell a few items for him and try to raise a little money to help him out.
Well, I'll be up there. I look forward to seeing you and maybe Miss Susan. Give me Jim Parker's call sign again. I missed the prefix. I got JQO. What's the prefix?
It was Jeff Parker. It was K04JQX. Kilo Oscar 4 was the suffix on that.
Dale, is, hadn't Jeff been sick for a good while?
He had been sick. He had had two stem cell transplants. He had had throat cancer. and they had give him radiation and chemo. In fact, I believe you were on the test team when he got his technician license, if I remember correctly. And they told him he was cancer-free. And he called me about a week and a half after they told him. Well, they told him he'd got all the cancer. He called me about a week and a half after that and told me, he said, Dale, so I think my cancer's back. And his voice started waning. And sure enough, it was back. And on a Friday night, about 2 weeks after that, he'd gone to the doctor and they'd give him bad news. And it found a spot on his liver. He started bleeding out, and they'd done a surgery to try to correct that. He went into cardiac arrest, and afterwards they'd done some tests to see why he wasn't waking up, and they found lesions all through his brain and stuff. It's a real sad thing, and his wife's having a real hard time with it, Gary.
Mean to be morbid and all that on the radio, but, yeah, we need to know about each other. I talked to Jeff. Jeff called me on the phone a couple of times, and I called him a couple of times. And I knew he was having some problems, but I didn't know he was that bad. But I appreciate you letting me know about it. We'll talk some more about it maybe Saturday when I get to see you. But I really like Jeff. He was a real nice fella. And easy to get along with. He loved his radios. He really did.
He did. He took outstanding care of everything. And honestly, I've got a bunch more PalStar stuff on here. I've sold a bunch of stuff already, and I got a bunch more to go. But I'm just trying to help her out and get things squared away for her. And you know, he thought a lot of the ham radio community because through the times that he felt bad, that was his thing he could do.
And that, but again, I appreciate you letting me know. I hate that happened to Jeff. You know, we just lost a Walt K4OIM last week. And, now Jeff, well, one thing about it there, Dale, there ain't but two ways out of this old world. And I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but you're either going to go when he calls you or not at all, Errol.
You're right on that. And you know, Gary, as I look around this old world, I'm thankful I'm not a young man anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Dale, but I keep trying to find somebody that can tell me what it feels like to be old. But I haven't found anybody yet, so I'll just keep on and hang in there as best I can, as long as I can. But again, Dale, thanks for listening that with us, and I hope to see you on Saturday. And again, tell Miss Susan we said hello, and we'll keep Jeff's wife in our prayers. But thanks. I hate that you had to bring it to us like that, but I understand. And we do appreciate it. But thank you much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Listen, Jeff is a friend, and I want to help him out all I can. But I look forward to seeing you Saturday. And listen, for everybody on the net, I hope you'll come out and make that trip to Waynesville. It's a beautiful drive up there. I don't care if you're coming from down into Greenville, Easley, Anderson area, or if you're coming from here in a little bit east of Waynesville. It's a beautiful area and a great trip to make, great people to associate with. I look forward to seeing everyone. So let me get out of here. This is KK4 SMB and 73 Dial.
Appreciate it there, young man, and look forward to seeing you come Saturday. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Well, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before I start reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Harry, hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Lewis. Gary, please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up here in Cleveland. He said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're over there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Angela that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Let's try that Echo Link station one more time. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. It does other things other than being a gray, a world clock. Shows the gray line, your call sign, just all kinds of good stuff. It's a nice little addition to your ham shack. He says it's new and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual band HT. He says it's new in the box and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. He said, new, this HF amplifier cost $1,400. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has three new matched 811A tubes. He said, new, they cost $150. He said, make him an offer on them. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a manual 1.5 kW antenna tuner. He said, new, it costs $269. He said, to make him an offer. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. That's HF transceiver. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And him up is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp power supply that runs on 220 volts. He says it's brand new and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner. They did not give me the model number on that, and they would like $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna. Comes with the top hat, a 6-foot stinger, and a truck mount. He would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for someone to repair his MFJ 994C automatic antenna tuner. He says it pushes the power switch and it don't do anything. But he's looking for someone to repair his MFJ 994C automatic antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? What we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Stryker SR955 HPC Plus. That's a 10-meter transceiver. Puts out 100 watts. And he would like $400 for it, or he would trade it for a Zyu G90. Does anyone need any fields? I'm going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that stayed around and listened to that. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you. Call KI4DOS. I had someone bring up the repeater, but they didn't know audio that time. Try it again.
Recheck. I have a query for you, Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha.
Go ahead there, Fleet.
I am curious, what is the date for the next testing session?
The third Saturday of next month. We just had one this past Saturday, which was the 19th of July. So the next one will be the third Saturday in September. Let me see if I can find my calendar.
Oh, August 16th?
16th. I don't know what I said, but you knew what I meant. But it's the third Saturday of each month over there at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. Get there starts at 9 o'clock, over.
Alrighty, copy that. I'm going to attempt to be there, and I'm going to try and go for my extra class, if everything goes well. Thanks for the information. I will talk to you later. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha, back to net.
Fleet, look forward to seeing you August the 16th over there at the Red Cross Building. And I know you and the way that your whole family was when you first started into the hobby. You will do fine. I don't have any doubt in my mind. So look forward to seeing you. And tell Sharon that we said hello. I'd seen her in eons. I hadn't talked to her in eons. But I hope she is doing well. Get to talk to Daniel every once in a while. But he's about the only one in the family I get to talk to anymore. But, you've gotten back into the radio a little bit now, so we're getting to talk to you as well. But, we miss the family. Folks, in case you don't know, Fleet and his, his youngest brother, Stephen, actually started the deal. Stephen got his license, and then his dad and his mom got them, and then Daniel and Fleet and Sharon and Tabitha. That was a pretty neat deal. But anyway, Fleet, hope to see you there. Y'all take care.
Yeah, and I can't believe it, but Stephen first got his license, I guess it was either 16 or 17 years ago, so it's been a very long time since we first got into the hobby, and it's been a good one. We'll have to catch up at some point. My entire career that I've had over the past decade has been because I got my ham radio license, but that's a long enough story. We'll have to save that one for some time when I'm in person. Look forward to chatting with you, and I will see you in a few weeks. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha, back to net.
You take care, and yeah, I was telling somebody not long ago, I said, didn't realize it, but I've been calling the net over 20 years. I started in 2004, and I'm still here behind the microphone, so it can't be too hard, so anyway, it's a lot of fun. Y'all take care of their fleet, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Number one rag chewer listed tonight, and that's Mr. Ken, KA2AXQ, over there in Pickens. Mr. Ken, what have you and Miss Barbara been up to there, young man?
You would not believe it, Jerry. We just paid our house off this month, finally, and so we went out and celebrated. We bought our new car, over.
What do you need a new car for? You got that perfectly good Durango out there.
Not the Durango, but Barbie car.
watch because she hasn't watched it in a while. And she didn't want to watch it, so we just bought a new one over.
Okay. Well, don't tell my wife that because hers needs a bath real bad. Oh, babe. But I'm glad you got your new automobile. I guess you got what, Barb on it?
Yes, Park.
I said, I guess you got what Barbara wanted instead of what you wanted.
Yeah, I'll never get rid of this Durango. I mean, it's just a super automobile for towing things. I mean, I towed that antique car we had. I towed that to Detroit and back. And, you know, there were times when I actually forgot it was behind the Durango because the Durango pulls so good. Over.
I understand, yeah. You can actually do that until you look in the rearview mirror. Just don't forget it's back there when you're passing someone and you start to cut back over in front of them. Give yourself a little bit more room than that.
Yes, sir. Well, I didn't forget it was back there. You know, I always kept it in mind. In fact, we were going to Detroit, and Barb said the car just started up, and I said, now how's the car gonna start up? Well, the wind going through the radiator made a fan turn, and that started the engine. Well, I pulled over to the side of the road. And she was right. I had a flat tire on the trailer, over.
Well, I guess that's one way to find out if you've got a flat on your trailer, but that would not be a fun thing to find out, you know, especially that way. But, oh, well, it's like my dad was teaching me to drive, and I was behind the wheel, and he was on the right side of the vehicle, and I looked at him, and we were at a stop sign, and I looked to my left, and I said, Dad, is anything coming? He said, nothing but a big gray dog. I started to pull out, and he hollered at me, and I said, you said nothing was coming but a gray dog? He said, yeah, it's a bus.
A big old greyhound. That's cool. Now we went out and found this. It's a 2025 Mitsubishi Outlander, and Barb basically fell in love with it. Well, she fell in love with a car down in Anderson first, and I had to drag her by both ears to get her out of that dealership because they had things on their window sticker like $750 for the red paint that was on the automobile. You had to pay extra for that. A shipping fee of $993. And you put 10 of those cars on a tractor trailer, and you got almost $1 million just in transport fees. And, you know, I questioned them about all this stuff. And like they have mud flaps that they put on the vehicles. And all of a sudden, they do all the dealer prep so that if you say yes, you just sign on the bottom line and you drive out with your car and it's already been had all the extras added on it and everything. And you can't buy it with no extras. You have to have all the extras, over.
The way they get you coming and going, years ago when I was working, I hauled BMWs, out from the plant up there in Greer, and I'd haul them down to Greenville, and the dealership down there, boy, they raised cane because they had to pay such a high shipping cost, you know. And he said, this thing's not coming from New Jersey or coming from Germany or something like that. I said, it did come from Germany. I said, the only thing they made up there at that time was the 318s. They hadn't expanded their lines yet, so they just had that one model. And I said, these did come from Germany. Germany. They came over on the ship, and they had to be brought up from the port up to the plant, and then they had to get all the cosmoline off of them, you know, the protective coating and all that. And I said, so, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 3 miles away or 3,000 miles away, you're going to pay the same delivery charge.